The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, you're listening to The Hard Shoulder with myself, Shane Coleman. We are coming to you live from Washington, D.C., from the Ronald Reagan and International Trade Center, just a stone's throw from the White House. So we really are in the heart of it here in D.C., all with thanks to Ireland Gateway to Europe. Lots to come on the show today. Of course, we'll get an insider's take on the extraordinary events at the Correspondents' Dinner. We'll be joined by Shadow Senator Paul Strauss, who was one of those who attended the dinner and was forced to take cover when those shots were fired. We'll hear about the incredible building we're broadcasting from. It's an enormous 3.1 million square feet. Yeah, you heard that right. 3.1 million square feet. It's the largest building in DC and maybe anywhere in the world. We'll hear more about Ireland Gateway to Europe and the work they'll be doing over the next week. And of course, we'll be bringing you all the latest news from home. Do get involved in the conversation. Best way to do it, WhatsApp is for free, 087 1400 106. But myself, and I'm delighted to be joined by Jess Kelly. Hi, Jess.
Hello.
We have stepped out of studio.
Yes.
We're here just in front of the White House, which looks a little bit like a building site at the moment.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, we were so excited. Neither you or I have been here before.
First time.
And it is the epicenter of so much, from, you know, obviously the political world to movies, TVs, entertainment. And when we landed in, I was looking out the window and I could just see trees. And I was waiting for the wow moment. And then we said, do you know what? We'll pop out of the Ronald Reagan building and waddle down to the White House here now. And I'm still waiting for the wow moment, Shane.
Well, like, paint the picture, because we're probably about, I'd say we're about 500 metres from the front door of the White House. But there's quite an amount of building work going on.
There's a huge amount. There's a digger, there's black. So just to give you a little picture, right? So Shane and I are standing side by side. We're looking face on at the White House. But before we can see the White House, there are black chain link fences the entire way around Lafayette Square. We can see through the chains, and immediately you're met with, there's a digger, which my nephew would love. There are skips, there are porta cabins, there are piles and piles of dirt. And beyond that, you can obviously see the US flag, the British flag.
British flag for King Charles.
King Charles, who's in town too. And beyond that, you can see the White House. But it's not quite the wow moment I'd wished
for. Not quite the wow moment. Obviously, look, it's been an extraordinary 48 hours or so in Washington, that incredible events at the Correspondents' Dinner on Saturday night. And, I think shock is probably too strong a word, but there is a kind of a, is there a slight air of tension around the place?
I think so. And it's funny, because I've never been here before, I don't know, I can't compare it to previous visits. But again, when we landed on Sunday afternoon, we had a bit of a walk around town and we were all commenting on how quiet it was. Now, again, that's a Sunday
afternoon. Yeah.
It's still the morning time here in Washington. So it'll be interesting to see the mood as the day picks up. But I do think there's a bit of tension. There's a bit of apprehension. I know myself, coming into the US, I've been coming for many years now for work. And there used to be a great sense of excitement. There wouldn't be a sense of apprehension. And I do think there is a bit of apprehension in the air.
Yeah, okay. And look, we will come back to that story throughout the show. But let's talk about the original reason why we're here, Jess.
Ireland Gateway to Europe. So we have been partnering with Ireland Gateway to Europe for the last 15 years. For those of you who don't know, a delegation of CEOs, recruiters, a whole host of brilliant brains from Ireland come over to the US and they showcase what Ireland has to offer, that we very much are a gateway to Europe for US businesses. As I say, this is the 15th year and there have been some great success stories over the last 15 years. We have been to many different parts of the US. Boston is usually a great staple of the trip. Last year, people might remember, we went to Toronto, not Toronto, for the first time. That was the first time that the delegation went to Canada.
Yeah.
And it was a fascinating time, because if you can wind your memory back to a year ago, That's when a lot of the tariff talk was going on. And it was really interesting to be on the ground in Toronto and talk to the local people. Again, there was a sense of frustration and anger at their nearest neighbours as to what was going on. And
very well articulated at the time by their Prime Minister.
Absolutely, which that meeting actually happened whilst we were in Toronto last year. So it's interesting to be here now, because despite everything that's going on in the world, Ireland and America do have a very close relationship. We are a big exporter. They are very reliant on us in some ways as well. And I think what's interesting to be here at the moment is, obviously we know what's going on in the world, but also as the EU presidency draws nearer, as the EU continues to roll out more legislation and regulation from a tech point of view and from a services point of view, again, for American businesses looking to operate in Europe, Ireland is a really important ally to have to sort of Europeanize some of the American companies before they crack the mainland. So it's very interesting to be here at the minute. I'm excited to meet a lot of the brilliant businesses that are on the trip.
Yeah, loads of great businesses over with us.
Yeah. We have a great mix. Again, that there is a whole host of everything, from manufacturing to construction to food to like everything that you can imagine. There's a bit of everything on the trip here, but we're also going to meet some fascinating people over the coming days as well. And this is one of the great things about Ireland Gateway to Europe, is the access that they give us. So over the coming days, we are going to meet US businesses, we are going to meet academics, we are going to meet commentators, and we're going to get a
congressmen,
and we're going to get a real sort of litmus test as to what's going on the ground, because there's nothing like being here, boots on the ground, to get a feel for what's in the air.
Yeah, and there's obviously a lot going on in the world at the moment, and we can talk about that. I suppose just sum up Ireland Gateway to Europe for us in four lines, if you can.
Okay, in four lines. I think
you can go a little bit longer.
Okay, thanks so much. It's an important allyship between Irish and American businesses looking to grow. So not only do we showcase Ireland, but we also plant the seeds for Irish businesses to get into the US. There's partnerships with Enterprise Ireland, the IDA. And so if you are a startup in Ireland right now listening to this, you're going to want to pay attention to the conversations that are happening over the next week here, because this is going to be, as I said, the gateway for businesses to come into the US, but also then for US businesses to come to Ireland and eventually into Europe.
Okay, brilliant. Jess, we'll be talking to you a lot during the week. As I said, we're outside the White House. Let's just get a little bit of flavour of this. There's a lot of people kind of mingling around here, mainly tourists, but not exclusively tourists. We're just going to get a little bit of reaction from them to the events of the last couple of days. You're here visiting at the moment. Have you noticed any difference since the events of Saturday night?
No, I have not noticed anything different while walking around and touring the monuments and going into the Smithsonian museums. Everything to me seems as it was 2 days ago when I first arrived.
You did hear kind of sound effects on Saturday night. You knew something was going on, didn't you? Even though obviously you were here as a tourist enjoying yourself.
Yes, yesterday we walked around 10 miles around the city, and so we tried to go to bed early. We put a movie on in our hotel room, and we could hear helicopters every now and then going over the hotel, and we're sort of like, well, wonder what that is about. And we hear them probably every 5 minutes, a helicopter flying around. Turns out that our hotel is like a half a mile from where the event took place.
Are you shocked by what has happened, or has it just become something that is sadly the norm in today's world?
I guess I am going to say I am not shocked. Is it a situation that you wish didn't happen? Yes. But no, I am not shocked with what the feelings are in our country right now, being pretty divided, pretty divisive with what's going on.
And I think we're kind of similar sort of vintage. Is it very different from what, say, would have been the case 20 years ago, 30 years ago in terms of America? And was that divide there, or is that a more recent thing, do you think?
It is more recent. I don't feel that when I grew up, I guess I am, I grew up post Civil Rights Act for my teenage years. And I guess at that time, as a female especially, I sort of like realized that I was getting all these extra privileges. People of color seemed to be getting more privileges. There were laws that were put into place so that I would not, or others would not, be discriminated against. And so I felt like we were always moving in the right direction. And I think something has changed where people feel they feel like they can now speak out with maybe how they truly felt, because the civil rights and the rights of people maybe trampled on other people's rights that they thought they always had, or didn't realize that they didn't have, I guess.
So you're visiting Washington. Did you feel in any way kind of nervous today, given the events that happened on Saturday night?
I mean, not really. It's just, I was here to just see how it is, and pretty much seeing all the monument.
So you didn't feel nervous at all today, having seen what you watched the news and seen what happened on the news?
Not really.
You're visiting Washington. Were you pretty shocked at what happened over the weekend?
I was surprised, but not really shocked. I think there's already been a few episodes somewhat similar, so I feel people are a bit numb to what's going on. It's obviously dangerous and terrible for the country and democracy in general, but I wouldn't say shocked.
Do you feel there's an air of tension around today? Have you noticed any difference since the events of Saturday night?
Well, I'm just visiting, so as far as I know, this is how DC operates. But overall, I haven't felt any tension. I do see lots of police around. I've seen the National Guard around. But I haven't felt really tension.
So you're a European living in the States. Does it make you question being here in any way, the things that are going on, or is that going too far?
Yeah, it definitely makes me question. I'm actually Portuguese-American. I do wonder if I do want to continue living here for the rest of my life. I do think at some point I'll go back to Europe.
Is politics something you talk about with your friends here in the States, or do you avoid talking about it at the moment?
I talk with them. Not everyone seems very open to talk about it, but most people, I mean, I introduce in the discussions whatever is going on, or whatever politics are going on at the moment. But we do talk openly, I think. The opinions are quite diverse, I would say, but especially because I'm living in New York, I think people tend to be more democratic. Interestingly enough, I don't think I've met someone who really supports Donald Trump. There is some support for Republicans, but I have yet to meet someone who really supports Donald Trump. I just think that most people who even somewhat agree with him like tend to ignore some of the aspects or play them down. I have yet come to see someone who really supports him.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Okay, we are going to hot-foot it back to our studio in the Ronald Reagan building. Lots more coming up. Stay with us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.